T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more irrelevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
Be honest, and I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
With the 31st pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Sony Michel, running back, Georgia.
So Bill Belichick double dips to the Georgia Bulldog.
With the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson, quarterback, Louisville.
All right.
Hey!
Hey, yo.
What is up? Mark After Dark, a.k.a. The Midnight Express, as we get into Friday, the 13th, I might add. That's right, it's Friday the 13th, folks. Think about that. Scary. Freaky. But it's going to be all right, because the host with the most is here. I'm here with you for 1 hour. But we will rock and roll in that hour. Brian DeFelice is behind the glass, doing an excellent job with the pre-produced open and all the elements that come along with it, the pomp and circumstance. So here we go. Let's just get this thing started. And, you know, I'm not trying to belabor the point. I'm not trying to rub it in to all of you Patriot fans, because I know it's got to be tough. It's got to be really tough when two guys that you selected, one of them has barely been on the field, and the other guy, who has been on the field this year, it would probably be better if he wasn't. And I'm talking about Sony, a.k.a. Phony Michel, who this year, out of 46 eligible running backs, Phony Michel is currently 43rd out of those running backs in the National Football League.
you can't get any worse than that. It's really pretty bad. So, and tonight, Lamar Jackson tossed a career high, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five touchdown passes. Lamar Jackson is single-handedly taken the MVP, and he's just running away with it. Absolutely running away with it. And it just got to bother you just a little bit to think that not only did Baltimore for this year, having a player who has more touchdown passes and who's been a better overall quarterback than Tom Brady. I'm not saying he's a better quarterback than Tom Brady overall, but the dude tonight broke Michael Vick's single season rushing yard mark by a quarterback. He's got way more rushing yards than Sony Michel and a much higher yards per carry. And you took a guy who right now is nowhere near the ability to carry Lamar Jackson's jockstrap. And it's got to hurt you. It's got to hurt to know that you passed on him not once, but twice. Two times. It's just got to kill you on that one. I'm sure it does. I'm not trying to rub it in, but to think about what you could have had. And yeah, I understand. Lamar Jackson would have sat the bench for 2 years, and then after, because here's my thing. You don't want to be the guy that runs Tom Brady out of town if you're Robert Kraft or Bill Belichick. You don't want that. But if you have a guy like Lamar Jackson waiting to take over, it sort of changes everything, doesn't it? You have that Aaron Rodgers contingency plan for Brett Favre, which is something that the Patriots don't even have when Tom Brady leaves them after the season is over. Okay? So think about that long and hard. I mean, this is just like Sony Michel ranks 43rd out of 46 qualified backs with a 3.46 average. He rushed five times for 8 yards in the first half, and he never got back on the field in the second half on Sunday against the Chiefs. Never. It's got to kill you. And if it doesn't kill you, it should. It should definitely kill you because it's inexcusable. But one of the things, and I'll continue to say it over and over and over again, is that Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time, average draft evaluator when it comes to the high rounds. It just is. I mean, there's no other way for me to put it. He's just when it comes to the high rounds, he's an average draft evaluator. And it was like when every time you watch Lamar Jackson, you have to think, would have been a Patriot. Could have been a Patriot. Should have been a Patriot. And yet here he is, and he's killing it. He's in the AFC. Oh, how many games has the Ravens won? They've won not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 10 games in a row. 10 games in a row, which is more than the Bengals and a lot of teams combined. 10 games in a row, just their win streak. Forget about prior to their win streak. So there's that. I had to go there. I had to start off the show with it because he is killing it in the league this year. And, you know, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if you people think that I'm being repetitive. Here's the thing. You could say all you want about me being repetitive, but the material's still fresh. It's still current. It continues to get worse every week. Every game that Lamar Jackson comes out, like tonight, when he passed for 5 touchdowns, and which is a career high in his less than 2-year career, and also broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing yard record for a quarterback, it just continues to make Bill Belichick's draft talent evaluation over and over and over again. Belichick can find a diamond in the rough in the 4th round, the 5th round, the 6th round, the 7th. I mean, we've seen it. Trey Flowers, Julian Edelman, over and over and over again. He just can't draft in the 1st or 2nd round. Do you know the last non-bust 1st round draft pick the Patriots took? Bueller, anyone? It was 5 years ago. Well, actually, it wasn't even a 1st rounder. He was a 2nd rounder. The last non-bust 1st or 2nd round pick the Patriots have taken was 5 years ago, and his name is Jimmy Garoppolo. Look it up. I have. Ben Volen wrote an article about the Patriots 2019 draft and how it's not looking good, and he even talks about the I've been telling you people this time and time and time again. It's just unbelievable. Like, you know, when you talk about this team, you just can't continue. You've had 3 bad drafts in a row where you basically have less than a handful of players remaining from the previous 3 drafts. Look it up. There's not many left. And don't give me Ryan Izzo. Ryan Izzo blows. He sucks. Okay, there's nothing. You know, Ryan, if you're hanging your hat on Ryan Izzo, you know, that's, to me, you know, you took a 2nd round pick on Duke Dawson, who never even played a snap for you. He was never officially a Patriot. So, in this draft, and I still actually have faith in Damian Harris, but, all right, I'm not even going to go in 2019. I'm just going to go 2018 and 2017. So, Sony Michel's turning into a complete dime a dozen disposable Kleenex running back. Totally. So, look at that draft there. Isaiah Wynn, maybe he'll be good, other than that crap performance on Sunday against the Chiefs. Sony Michel, one-hit wonder, had a nice run in the playoffs, hasn't done crap since. Duke Dawson, never played a snap. Juwan Bentley, I'm still waiting. There's times I don't even know he gets on the field. I never even see him make a tackle. Christian Sam, never played here. Braxton Berrios, never played a regular season down. Danny Etling, IR. Keon Crossan was pretty good. I'll give you that. But they got rid of him. And then Ryan Izzo. You want to go to 2017? How's this class looking? Derek Rivers, Antonio Garcia in the 3rd round. 4th round, Dietrich Wise. Good pick. That's where Bell, like, he will come up with some good ones. In 3rd and beyond, 6th round pick, Connor McDermott. So, in 2017 and 2018, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys. I don't count Ryan Izzo. I'm sorry. He sucks. You have 4 guys from 2 drafts who are on the team right now. 4 of them. Those entire drafts, aside from those 4 players, they're not even on the team, guys. They're not even on the team. All right. I had to go there. You want to go there? You can defend your hero, Bill Belichick. He's had a tough week. I'm talking about his draft position. I completely absolved him from any wrongdoing of Cincinnati. That's an embarrassment on the franchise. That's more of a Robert Kraft fault than a Bill Belichick fault. It's not Belichick's fault. Unfortunately, his track record and reputation precedes itself. So that is why Belichick is getting thrown under the bus. But I don't believe he had anything to do with Spygate 2, as they're calling it. But you can chime in on that. Tonight, the Bruins and Celtics lost again. Tonight, Kimball Walker, in the last 24 hours, has scored 73 points, and the Celtics have lost both games. Back-to-back games. 44 last night, 29 tonight, and they've lost back-to-back games. And I will tell you, as much as I love the season the Celtics have had, that they're having,
Philadelphia, nightmare matchup. Nightmare matchup. In the playoffs, they have nobody to stop Embiid. And you know the worst thing that happened to the Celtics? Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley calling out Embiid and saying that this guy could be one of the all-time greats, but he just doesn't have it. And then kudos to Embiid, who usually has a smart-ass, snide comeback for everybody who criticized him. He goes, they're right. He said, they're right. Like, you get it. When two Hall of Famers are talking, you just said, yep, they're right. And tonight, he killed you. He absolutely killed you. And this is why, I hate to say it, the Sixers are better than the Celtics. Tonight's game show, you were at home. They didn't have Al Horford. And you lost. You had Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, Gordon Hayward, Daniel Tice. You had everybody. And you lost at home. Sixers are better. They're just better. They're better. If they play their best against the Celtics, they will win in a 7-game series. They're a better team. They have better premier talent. I don't think total talent, but I think with Richardson, Simmons, Embiid, and Horford, it's a tough team to beat. And the Celtics right now, a little bit of a slump, 2 in a row. The Bruins have now lost 5 in a row. After falling to the Lightning tonight 3-2. So, I watched this game, and it's never more evident than I've always said. And he had a chance to right the ship last year, Game 7 at home, and shut every critic, naysayer, hater, you name it, up. And he couldn't do it. And I don't blame it on Tuca. But he did let 2 goals on 8 shots at the end of the first period of Game 7. Tonight, Steve Stamkos, if I had a business card for Tuukka Rask right now, you know what it would say on it? And save this clip here, coming up here, Brian. If I had a business card for Tuukka Rask after last night's game, it would say Steven Stamkos, bitch. Because Steven Stamkos owned Tuukka last night. Owned him. I mean, just absolutely own him. And it goes back to everything I've always said. You will never win a Stanley Cup with Tuukka Rask as your starting goalie. Maybe him as your backup. You're not going to win a Stanley Cup with him as the starting goalie. You had the easiest road in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs last year to get there and to win it. You had the easiest freaking road. You didn't have to face Tampa in the second round. You didn't have to face the Capitals in the Eastern Conference Finals. You had everything paved. It was the easiest road. And you hosted Game 7 at home. And you blew it. Tuukka Rask blew it. And he looked like Tuukka last night. So feel free to chime in on all that. 617-779-7937. Celtics are not better than the Bucks. They're not better than Toronto. They're not better than Philadelphia. I'll say they're better than Miami. I'll say they're better than Miami. I don't know how much I trust Miami. I mean, Miami's having a good start to the regular season. Let's see how long it lasts. But Thursday night at TD Garden showed how far away the Celtics are from getting to the NBA Finals and maybe even the Eastern Conference Finals. You're not ready for prime time. You're not ready to take on Embiid, Horford, Simmons, Richardson, Mike Scott. You're not ready to take that team on. Who's the other guy? Who's the other dude on that I'm thinking of? Former Clipper. Toby Harris, right? No, is that his name? Toby something. He's a former Clipper, former Piston, and he was great for the Clippers last year. I mean, phenomenal. But he's with the Sixers. Like, you're not ready for that level yet. Toby who?
Harris.
Yeah, it was Harris. Yeah. I always trust your first instinct, Brian.
You usually might be right. Toby Harris, you're just not ready for this team. You're just not ready. And it to me, it was painful last night to watch it. So your thoughts on it, feel free to chime in. 617-779-7937. For me, and I'm not getting too hung up on a game, I just, when I watched the game that night, you can't, I mean, think about it. Kimba's averaging 36.5 points per game in his last two games, and you lost. You lost. And Bad Stevens, without an R, Bad Stevens did it again. He's like the Roy Williams of NBA timeouts. Does he think that they roll over like unused data and minutes? Does he just think that they roll over to the next game? Hey, Brad, they don't roll over to the next game, pal. They just don't.
Kind of like the Patriots in the first half of games.
Right. Yeah. They don't roll over, bro. They don't. But I think in the last two games, I started to see some kryptonite in the Celtics Superman costume. Starting to see some kryptonite there. So, chime in on that. And you know what's amazing is that the Bruins, John Moore scored with just over about 2 minutes to go. And that should have been the game-tying goal. But Tuukka had let one in prior to that. And at that point, it was 3-1. And the Bruins scored. And at that point, they didn't have enough to come back. And it just psychologically, listen, the Bruins have been a better team all season long, better than the Lightning. But when the Lightning turn it on with Kucherov, Hedman, Stamkos, Vasilevsky, they're tough to beat. They're very tough to beat. I didn't like that loss tonight, and they've lost five in a row. I have faith and trust in Bruce Cassidy more than I do Brad Stevens. I think Bruce Cassidy gets it. I think he will right the ship. He always does. But Puka's going through one of his streaks again. And it wasn't like he was awful tonight. You know, you gave up three goals to a high-powered team. This felt like a big game. But again, Tuukka turtled. Turtle Rask. He turtled again. And when you need him the most, he just completely turtled.
Exactly. And you know what's funny about Tuukka is it is tough to hate on him because the 13 run and then last year, they don't get to the cup finals without him. But it's that big game that he just can't win in that fourth series. And if we want to talk about their issues, I mean, the Bruins' biggest issues is their lack of scoring depth. But yeah, I mean, Tuukka, it's tough to hate on him, but you're right. It's those big games.
Hey, well, they're not physical enough either. That's another thing, too.
Look at the last two games, Tampa and Washington.
Yeah, yeah, but especially last night, Oshie, Wilson, Ovechkin, they bullied them all over the place.
They make them look small.
Yeah.
When they play those teams, they look small.
They do. Same thing with Ryan O'Reilly and the Blues last year. St. Louis, they bullied them all over the ice.
That's how they beat Vancouver in 2011.
Right. You cannot be bullied. Listen, they might have taken fighting away, but physicality is not banned from the National Hockey League. You need to be more physical. It's just unbelievable. And Tuukka turtled. He turtled again. Okay. Mid-December game in the regular season, 1-82. But when I look at this season, I look at the Bruins' worst loss of the year. It's very easy to... if you watch any of the games, it was Florida. They gave up Tuukka gave up a four-goal lead in the third period, and they go to overtime, and they blew it there. That was the worst loss of the year. And he just reminds you, Tuukka is just, he's like that really attractive, pretty girlfriend, but she's a flake, and she lets you down in big moments. She cancels at the last minute. She, whatever, or boyfriend, to whatever you're into. They cancel at the last minute. They're a flake. They always let you down when you need them the most. That's Tuukka. He really is.
Well, in game seven, right, the first 10 minutes, the Bruins come out flying, and they couldn't get that goal, that first goal, especially on that first power play, and everybody knew.
Yep.
The first time the Blues get a chance to score, you kind of know it's going in, and it did.
Well, they scored two goals in a span of eight shots at the end of the first period, and when they scored that one with, 16 seconds left in the first period, I knew the game was over.
Which Tuukka was over. Hung out to dry on that one.
Yeah, he was. Marchand decides to he was hung out, but I want to see, you've got to have a Patrick Waugh stand on your head, Van Beesbrook type performance.
Tim Thomas?
Yeah, right. Oh, by the way, Tim Thomas, too, talking about his concussion, how it's made him suicidal. So that was a sad story, man. I feel for the guy. I know a lot of people have talked about him because he's sort of gone MIA after winning the cup in 2011. But, man, that's his concussions. It's not only in the NFL, folks. It's in the NHL too, man. Especially if you're a goalie. 617-779-7937. One of the most knowledgeable NBA and Celtics callers, Mike in North Providence, always a loyalist. Hey, Mikey.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, thanks. One of the most knowledgeable, sports host periods.
So, oh, I appreciate
anyway.
It.
So, anyways, this is about Brad, right? Because I just want to keep the eye on the prize here. You know, you always like to compare him to Brad Farrell. But I think you kind of actually don't really kind of take the. John Farrell, you don't take the comparison far enough, because the real thing with Farrell was the mind-numbing stupidity of some of his moves, where you're just I am this pinch run Steven Wright, because this sounds like a great idea, and then you get the guy hurt, you know, or having no idea like about the basic rules of the game or something like that. That was the John Farrell specialty, to make you just like say, like half the people in the stands know what's going on here. Why don't you? Well, with Brad, it's a bit more like a pervasive things. I'll give you this. You like some of the stats.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown averaged 10.7 shots a game last year. You know, like when he was being driven into insanity?
Yep.
Right? Now he's got 10.5 shots a game over the last two games because Gordon's back. And evidently, Brad said, you know what? Jaylen, you're playing like an all-star, but you know what? I like the way you played last year. So I'm going to screw you again. You know what I'm saying? And in this game, it was like it never occurred to him that maybe you should get Brown going. It just didn't occur. He took a shot with like 7:45 to go in the second quarter and didn't take another shot until almost the very end of the third quarter. And that was him grabbing a rebound and going coast to coast.
Right.
Because he realized if he doesn't do that, he was never going to get another shot again because it wasn't like his coach was going to call a play for him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This was the extent of what was going out there. And this was in a losing effort because this is Brad yet again, like not knowing who his best players are. And I mean, what's the use of a coach who doesn't know who his best players are? Mm-hmm. I mean, everything else is for naught if you don't know who to go to begin with. I mean, what's your take on that?
No, I listen, and we all know the one thing about Brad, what Brad does is that Brad loves to, he doesn't know when to stop the bleeding. He's always a day late and a dollar short. You know what I mean? If you ever watch a North Carolina basketball game, that's when, I spent some time down in Charlotte, and that's what drove Tar Heel fans so crazy about Roy Williams, is that Roy would leave timeouts, they would have an average of three or four timeouts left like in his pocket every game, and it would cost them. And now, granted, this is a guy who's won three national titles, so he's a Hall of Famer, so you give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay? But with all that being said, I don't get it. You lost two should have won games last night and tonight. Kemba had 44 last night. He had 29 tonight. He's averaging 36 points his last two games. And guess what? Guess what? You lose both of them? How does that happen?
I mean, I can understand yesterday's game was really about Brad in a critical moment of the game, just not using a timeout to stop a massive run that could have like been stopped very quickly. And he had a bad lineup on the floor to begin with. But tonight's game, this is more of a macro problem. This isn't just about this game. If I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm like, here we go again. I mean, this is beyond this game. It's like, okay, this guy, he can't wait to stab me in the back. That would be if I'm Brown, that's what I'm thinking.
He can't wait to do it. And he has had an unreal season this year. He is living up to his contract. He has been everything that you could ever imagine, and then some.
Yeah, and it's just like, and the key thing here is the double-edged sword. Not only are you making a player doubt his position, who's a really excellent player, and doubt what's going on, but you did it in a way, you hurt your team by doing that. You didn't make your team better by going away from him. You lost the game by going away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he tried to go to him at the end of the game, the kid had no rhythm.
No.
Why would you expect him? Brad does stuff, and it's almost like he's like, dude, aren't you a basketball coach? Don't you understand that you can't just do whatever the hell you feel like, whenever the hell you feel like, and get positive results?
Right. Exactly.
You can't just – he iced this guy, one of his best players, on the floor. He comes out of timeouts, not calling plays for him, and he lets this – and I don't know what's – I don't know if there's some personal thing going on behind the scenes, but this is unacceptable. This is an NBA coach, and NBA coaches know you back the talent. You know who your best players are,
yep.
And you tilt everything in their direction. He doesn't do that.
No, he never does. Mike, always appreciate the phone call, 617-779-7937. So, you know, I was talking about the Patriots draft picks over the course of the last 2-3 years. And, you know, guys who have actually produced, and there's a handful of them who are on the team, on the active roster, that are contributing. But, you passed on Lamar Jackson, you passed on Nick Chubb, you passed on Darius Leonard, and that was just in 2018, and I'm not even getting to 2019. So I mentioned seventh-round pick Ryan Izzo. Now, we have a caller on the line who claims that he actually is Ryan Izzo. Is that correct, Brian?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so we're going to go to line two. It says Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know if this is Ryan Izzo. He says it's Ryan Izzo. You're on WEI.
Yeah, how you doing? I just have one problem.
You're not Ryan Izzo. You're not Ryan Izzo. Like, I was hoping it was. I was like,
would've been great radio.
Oh, I'm like, dude, you sound like you're Ryan Izzo's grandfather. And he hung up right away. Brian, you could tell I did not hang up on him.
Too good to be true.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, dude, here's the thing. If you're going to try and play a prank and say that you're a player, you may want to do it from an area code that's in New England, or maybe where that player played college ball at Florida State, or maybe where he was born and raised in New Jersey. It was not Ryan Izzo.
It is kind of funny, though, how somebody's just sitting around listening.
Right.
I'm going to call in as Ryan Izzo.
Right. It literally said Ryan Izzo, Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm like, hey, dude, I appreciate if you're still listening. But if Ryan Izzo calls in, feel free to call in. I'll say, you're not, listen, you're a seventh-round pick, so I didn't expect anything out of you anyway. But you're not exactly something that Bill Belichick should be hanging his hat on over his drafts the last couple years. Oh, we got Ryan Izzo. It's just, I don't see it. I just don't see it. All right. Back to your phone calls on the other side, 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back on Mark After Dark, 617-779-7937. There's a ton of stuff to get to. I mean, if the Patriots don't obviously win on Sunday, their season's done. I mean, yeah, they'll make the playoffs, but they're, you know, you're going to be dropping. I mean, you can't lose to the Bengals. This is a get-right game. This is a, you know, bust your slump out of your slump type game. You cannot ill afford anything at all to, you know, do what you're supposed to do, which is beat the Bengals, because they are, you know, the worst team in the NFL, if not the worst team in sports right now. So you got to be able to do that. That you have to. This is a get-right game on Sunday, and even with all the pomp and circumstance around it, like Spygate, and how about this? Did you hear about this? The Belichick, in the 20-year Bill Belichick era, check this out. Kraft Sports Productions, which I guess launched, I don't know how many years ago, but it wasn't like they've been around for a long time. But whatever, the only time they sent a crew to a neutral game in the 20 years to film whatever was last Sunday, and they got caught filming the other team's sideline of their opponent the following week. It's the only time in the Belichick era that they did it. Like, it's the only time. So that's a bad look. That's a really bad look overall. Text line loving me even more and more. Hey, I'm just gonna keep saying it over and over again. After you telling us for the 3 millionth time, we get it. The Patriots passed over Jackson twice and probably 28 other teams that needed a QB more than the Patriots. We get it. You're smarter than the Patriots and everyone else, and you've called Michelle phony 4 million times. We get it. Bill Orr in Westerly, Rhode Island. He put his name on it, so I'm going to read it on the air. All right, Bill. Yeah, I got it. There's certain times, Bill, I got to just sort of belabor the point. And this is one of those times I need to belabor the point. And the point's real simple. The point's just that you can't, like, you can, like, here's the thing. You can mess up in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, because the chances are most of these guys making the team are slim and none. But when you mess up in the first and second round, and you've got guys that you could have taken, like Nick Chubb, Devin Singletary, David Montgomery, Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin, A.J. Brown, Mecole Hardman, D.K. Metcalf, it comes back to haunt you. It's over and over and over again. And this is one of the many reasons why, folks, you don't need to be Bill Gates to figure out that Tom Brady will be leaving when the season's over. I think he's had it. I think he looks at his idol, Joe Montana, who went on to Kansas City and was successful in Kansas City, not as successful as he was in San Francisco. And I think Brady, he's come to that realization. The best buddies thing that was announced this week of him basically relinquishing that role with the best buddies locally of Hyannis. You can just see it. It's all but over. Celtics lose tonight, back-to-back. Bruins lose their fifth straight tonight. It's been a tough night. It's been a tough week for Boston sports teams. With Spygate 2, the Celtics and the Bruins, it's been a tough week, man. Really tough week. 617-779-7937. Matt's in Wilmington. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. You started talking about the Patriots. You got my mind going. I was going to talk about the Bruins. Which one you want?
Whatever one you want to go. Go Patriots first. It's fine.
All right. On the path, for me, I mean, you worked in TV. Whoever the executive producer is who came up with the idea, whoever came up with the idea and the producer didn't shoot it down, that said, hey, we're going to go follow an advanced scout whose job, he's the one person who can legally go and try and steal signs and get an advantage of another team ahead of the game. The only thing he can't do is bring a freaking camera with him. We're going to assign people to bring a camera with him and try to figure out what he's doing. Whoever decided that, I mean, I don't like to vouch for people to get fired, but, I mean, what do you do with that person who's going to check that off?
Yeah.
What do you do with that person who said, yeah, you know what, I think that's a good idea considering all the rules in the NFL, the team that we are, the job this guy has, we're on the road. I mean, there's about eight different flags that should have gone up for common sense.
I agree. I totally agree. And here's the thing, too, Matt, is that, I mean, not only that, but just having no sense of self-awareness. One of the guys is wearing a Bruins hat. The other guy's wearing a Patriots sweatshirt. I mean, are you guys like the, like, are like, you know, are you like the biggest tool bags in the world? Like, literally? I mean, you got, like, I was at this thing, speaking of Hyannis, I was at this thing that they do every year. Fagawi. The Fagawi ball. I was at that thing back in May. And
I know Fagawi.
Yeah, and so I like, this was the ball, though. This wasn't the thing that took place after. This was the ball.
Right.
So I was at that, and some guy shows up, and I kid you not, he was wearing, like, to this thing, which is sort of a formal event, he shows up with a ticket. He has a Champion sweatshirt on and jeans and sneakers. And they told him,
sweatshirts are back now, apparently.
Well, no, that's okay, but not at a formal event. Not at a formal event. Champion sweatshirts are awesome. I love them. I own a bunch of them. Not at a formal event. So it's like, dude, have some sense of self-awareness. Know where you're at. Like, know, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it. Hey, Matt, listen, I'm not going to mention anybody's name. The Red Sox TV network had a former reporter on that TV network when the Red Sox clinched the division a few years ago. He decides to put on goggles and drink with the boys like he was one of the team, one of the players on the team.
Did his name rhyme with Todd Radford?
Nope. No. This was for the TV network.
Oh, okay.
You can. It's not really tough to figure it out. You can.
So the thing with that, and that's I'll close on the Patriots on this, is that unless you think that the hiding in plain sight theory works, that's how you know that this is just a colossal screw up.
Right.
Because there's no way that they just show up with wearing all New England swag, throw up a tripod in the press box in front of everybody, and say like, oh yeah, hey guys, we're just gonna film some sideline. Don't worry about it. Like,
no.
So we know that it's a colossal screw up, but the Patriots are at fault for not being aware of it. On the Bruins end, I don't know how much you follow the team.
Oh, religiously, and I watched the entire game tonight. I actually decided because it started an hour earlier than the Celtics did, so I said, listen, because I don't have in my place set up. I don't have, you know, where two TVs set up like next to each other. So like I kind of go back and forth like everybody else, and I wasn't at a sports bar, so I'm like, I'm gonna, you know, just dedicate because the Bruins game will be over with over an hour before the Celtics is over with, and it was. So I just watched the entire game, and it just, Tuca just makes me want to puke.
Listen, this is not a Tuca thing whatsoever. This is, I'm going to single out one guy for the last couple of years. Jake DeBrusk is a scrub. This guy gets thrust into power plays. He gets thrust in the second line. He fills in sometimes in the first line when somebody is hurt. This guy, I've never seen any player in the history of the Boston Bruins on the ice, on his back, on his butt, on his belly, every game. They should have prop bets over under. How many times is Jake DeBrusk going to fall or get knocked down tonight? They should be set at 5.5.
He
is awful. Awful. He needs to be, I hope he goes on a hot streak the next three games, scores 7 goals, then they trade him immediately. This guy is smoke and mirrors, and they need to get rid of him. You hate Tuca. I mean, why?
It's not about hating Tuca. It's just the fact that, oh, by the way, too, when you mentioned DeBrusk, how about those three picks? Zboril, DeBrusk, and Senishin were selected ahead of Matthew Barsal from the Islanders. who's like tore up the league last year. I mean, Bars, like it's just not to mention Shabbat from Ottawa, the defenseman. Yeah. Like that draft.
Brock Besser in Vancouver.
Right. Brock Besser in Vancouver, right? And like that draft, like that is the Bruins passing on Lamar Jackson. But instead of passing on Lamar Jackson twice, they pass on like Lamar Jackson three times. Zboril, DeBrusque, Senishin. Bust, bust, bust.
See, in NHL draft, I think you got maybe every 2 or 3 years, you got one or two guys that are absolute locks, and then the rest is really rolling the dice. I give Belichick more stick about missing on his high picks than I do in hockey. It's like trying to get a pitcher. You get him on his size, on his weight. Does he have a pitcher's body? Can he throw 99? We can teach him the rest. Hockey, you got a few guys that you know they can play, and the rest you hope that they throw 99 and you can teach them the rest. That's usually how hockey goes.
Yeah, no, I know. You know what hurt for the Bees, who they wanted bad? That their draft was this. They wanted Jack Eichel from BU. And when he went number two to Buffalo, and I think it just killed after that, they didn't know what to do. I appreciate the phone call, Matt. I really do. Final segment coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guess I'm the ultimate warrior, folks. Quick show, short show. I'll be back tomorrow night, 6 to 10 p.m. in for Mutt. So check me out tomorrow night. And then, of course, on Saturday morning, I got a quick turnaround with Andy Hart from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mark and Hart on Saturday. So a lot of things going on. It's you know one thing I love? Just not only being home here in New England and being a fellow masshole, but I said masshole. Oh, I also love this too on AEW, how they just swear whenever they want. They don't even wait till 10 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, they're just dropping D-bombs, S-bombs, A-hole bombs. It's awesome.
Words we can't say on the radio.
No, can't say them on the radio. You can say them on TNT Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m., though. It's unbelievable. Pretty soon, the FCC, they're going to have to just allow this stuff. It's just, you know, like, come on, man. You're just going to have to allow it. This is going to be an interesting weekend. The Patriots better come out and they better just do what they're supposed to do on Sunday, which is blow away the Bengals, especially after the week that they've had with all the stuff that they had to deal with, people calling it Spygate 2.0 and all the crap that they've had that been going on. It's been crazy. So again, I appreciate you guys listening. Thanks to Brian DeFelice, who does a really good job. Brian, hopefully I get to work with you sometime more in normal hours, because you do a great job.
Absolutely. The chemistry is just getting better and better.
I know. I will be the first to tell you, I wasn't the biggest Ultimate Warrior fan, but the music is pretty cool.
Oh, Mark, come on.
No, may he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. At least he got to go out after WrestleMania. It's just sad that when he got home from the WrestleMania weekend, he died. That's sad. All right, I'll be back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.